You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's kind of a love-hate relationship with Morales. Sounds like it's more hate right now than love.
Yeah, yes, it is. But no, well, I know I'm not going to win, so I will. We'll tune in tomorrow, see what happens.
Are you surprised? I don't think I've have I talked to you since we did the whiskey with the Ollie crew? I don't think I have.
No, I haven't seen you since.
Oh my God,
you went on vacation right after that.
So I was so good on stage that night.
I heard you were too gummied up and you didn't speak.
I was blitzed. The only thing I said, Morales was naming off yacht rock songs, and I grabbed the microphone and I yelled, Baker Street. That was it. That was the extent
was
of my
extent
performance.
Of it.
Yeah, that was a great show. It was really fun. Yacht Rock has grown on me. It's now a thing. You know, Brandy. She's a fine girl. She's a fine girl. All that stuff. Into it. All right. So a lot of people on the lines, John. I know that I'm going to be in the minority on this. I don't know that I'm going to get anybody to agree with me.
Well, you're already, Mike Greenberg agrees with you.
He was
selling your theory all morning on Get Up. And Harrison Fagan agrees with you. He wrote a big column about it.
There you go. So I'm not alone.
You're not on an island. I think you're wrong, but let's see what the people think.
Yeah, it's just me, Greeny, and Harrison on the same island. Let's go to Adam in Foothill Ranch. Adam, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Mace, first thing, real quick,
yep.
I was the one that gave you the oscillating T-shirt.
Oh, so I love like that. It. Yeah, I love that T-shirt. It was awesome, man. Thank you so much.
You got it, man. You got it. Okay, so I say they for sure need to win, or they should try to win at least. And I have a glass house full little scenario that I don't think you guys have talked about
okay.
yet, which is, if they get Denver the first round, they're going to be the Lakers can be rested. If they get them in the third round, let's say, they'll have gone through the grind of two other rounds, and just like last year, they kind of were a little tired. And I think the best chance of winning against Denver is the first round.
Interesting.
And then just take your chances going from there. It's win or bust.
Interesting.
I actually agree with him, Mason.
Yeah,
I
totally disagree.
They have a better chance to get them in round one than if you put a whole bunch of tread on LeBron and AD's tires and they got to play them in round three.
By the way, Adam, thank you, and thank you for that T-shirt. Really cool. Yeah, I just don't see the Lakers beating Denver. So why not get on a long playoff run? After the grind,
because
maybe you do
not
beat
a lock.
Them.
I don't even think I would entertain your theory under any circumstance, but it would be easier to sell if by tanking tomorrow, they automatically got the eight. That's not the case.
Right.
If
they got to win
lose
one more.
Tomorrow, they've got to beat a team, one of the two teams that's owned them all year.
Yeah, but it's a home game, and I'll take LeBron.
Yeah, they didn't beat Sacramento or Golden State at Crypto all year, 0-4.
Yeah, I'll take LeBron Friday night if that's what it comes to. My least favorite matchup is Sacramento. Sacramento's.
But you're leaving yourself open for that possibility.
You are, but do you really think they're going to beat Denver in the first round? Seriously.
No,
be honest.
Who would you pick? I think Denver will win that series.
Okay.
But I don't think that they'll beat Sacramento on Friday either. So no matter what, you have to. Either way, if you somehow beat Denver, you're going to have to face New Orleans probably at some point. Like, you have to play who's in front of you. The team in front of you right now is New Orleans. You're better than them. You can win that game.
But the teams in front of you are also OKC or Denver. You got a chance to beat one, and you don't have a chance to beat the
OKC
other.
OKC is
well,
the
according
number
to
team
you.
In the hardest.
Correct. That's according to me.
Yeah,
and
Denver just lost a game. Denver had the one seed, and
yep.
they lost a game to San Antonio.
Right.
3 days ago, that would have given them the one seed. So they're not unbeatable.
By the way, also, when they play Denver, those games are always very, very
close.
Yeah, but
they,
all
they
four games
blast
last
us
year,
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, they do blast you up. But so if you can fix that just a little bit, they could win those games.
Yeah.
Like it is a
I don't
possibility.
See it. I think Denver's the best team in the league.
You do not lose on purpose. You will lose on Friday. You leave that open.
Somebody, Ramona just sent me a text. She said that somebody asked Darvin this morning at shoot-around
okay.
whether or not he would consider the Mason plan.
Yep.
And here's what he said, quote, No way. You play to win every game. We ain't messing around with any of that.
Come on, Darvin. Mess around with this. It's your best chance.
Boy, Darvin.
It's your best chance,
Take him
Darvin.
Out and bring on the Nuggets.
Play with your food and get OKC.
Okay, you know what part of my argument is, too, what? By the way?
You don't want to go to Oklahoma City?
Correct.
Yeah, I knew that.
If I had a choice to spend 4 days in Oklahoma City or to spend 4 days in Denver, give me Denver. I can take Amanda Brown out to dinner. I can go to all the great spots in Denver. And in Oklahoma City, there is nothing, man. That is a trip where you just kind of sit around and wait for the game to start.
By the way, that was Momo asked Darvin that, just to be clear. That was her direct quote that she got.
I don't know how Momo asked her. Momo's not here.
She says, I asked him.
Zoom?
Is she on Zoom?
Did he do a Zoom press?
Where is Momo?
Momo, let us know how you asked Darvin.
Yeah, how did you ask Darvin that question?
I know Ramona's in L.A. because I just saw her on the NBA Today set.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, the WNBA draft is tonight. Did you see Caitlin Clark on SNL?
Yeah, she was fantastic.
I thought she did great.
She did great. She battled with Michael Che during Weekend Update.
The gist of it was that Che...
Momo says she called him.
Oh, okay. Che says...
I'm going to call him
all the time. He tells jokes that make fun of women's basketball.
Yes, he does.
So Caitlin Clark came out on set. She's in New York for the draft. And so she came out on set and said, well, you know, you've been ripping me and ripping women's basketball, so I wrote some jokes for you.
And here is... Oh, and that's the setup for the clip?
That was. Okay. Yes, it wasn't very smooth, apparently.
No, I missed it. Here it is.
Well, I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well... The Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University.
See, that's a good joke about women's sports. Try another one.
You really wrote these yourself?
Yeah.
Netflix's top new show is Ripley, featuring an eerie, unsettling performance by actor Andrew Scott. Critics say it's the hardest thing to watch on Netflix since Michael Che's special Shame.
I like that one. There's more.
This year, Caitlin Clark broke the record for three-pointers in a single season, and I have three-pointers for Michael Che. 1B, 2 funnier, 3 dumber.
Be funnier, dumbass.
Yeah, I thought she was good.
I like that. She was great. You know, it's so amazing what has happened to women's basketball. I mean, honestly, who would have thought, but even before this year, that this was going to explode the way it has?
Yeah, no. I thought there would absolutely, I would have bet a lot of money that there would never be a day where I could tell you the names of more women in the tournament than men, but that was the case this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of, the Sparks have the second pick, right?
They have the second pick and the fourth pick.
So
yeah,
some of those...
take Cameron Brink out of Stanford with the second pick.
Okay, got it.
And I'm kind of hoping for him to take Angel Reese.
Michael Reese would be great.
Michael says that Angel Reese won't go that high. He says she'll go like, and Michael watches a lot of women's basketball. He says she'll go like seventh or eighth.
What about that UConn girl, Paige?
She's not coming out.
Okay.
No, and by the way, what do you think of this idea?
Yep.
Somebody, this wasn't mine. Somebody sent it to me.
Beckers,
but I thought it was kind of brilliant.
You.
If you were the NCAA... Okay, the NCAA is cratering. You know this, right?
Right.
Like all these conferences are
breaking away and doing their own thing.
Yeah, and the NCAA may be out of business in 5 years.
Yeah.
People just don't need them.
Yeah, there's no purpose for it. No.
But they do right now have a lot of money.
Right.
Would you offer Caitlin Clark $10 million to stay at Iowa for one more year? Just to capitalize on this women's basketball phenomenon? And then she comes out next year. She can take it because of the NIL thing.
Right.
And she can't make that much in the WNBA.
But where would the $10 million come from?
From the NCAA. You know, the NCAA makes billions on the tournament.
You're saying the NCAA should pay Caitlin Clark directly?
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, no.
$10 million to come back and play for Iowa.
Cannot do that.
Why?
You can't. That's that money is supposed to be evenly distributed amongst all NCAA universities. You can't all of a sudden say, yeah, but we're going to throw $10 million there. And
no,
by the way, it's a
it.
Slippery slope. $10 million there. Hey, let's get that guy's let's get that one guy at Duke to stay another year. Let's give him 10. Let's give him 10. It gets completely out of control, I think.
Right, but I think they need to get in that fight rather than run away from it. I think that what they're competing for are eyeballs. Caitlin Clark would make them the $10 million back in the very first TV contract they negotiated.
Right.
They got 16 million people to watch that fight. Every time she played Mace in her last three games, yep, it became the most watched women's game ever.
Oh, yeah. In fact, in the case of that 16, it was like the most watched basketball game of the year.
Right. So, I mean, there'd be a method to the madness. You would be investing in getting more money down the road. I don't think she's going to do it. I think she's now, especially since the draft is tonight.
Yeah, right.
Have had to announce it by now.
Yeah.
But, all right, so I'll give you, I don't know if you were here when I did this story. I think you may have been on vacation.
Okay.
Last summer, last July, mm-hmm, when the Indiana Fever came to play the Sparks.
Right.
Me, you, Bergman, and Brian, the four of us, could have gone to that game for $16, $4 per ticket.
Wow.
To get in.
It's a good deal.
Now, already, she hasn't even been drafted yet. If we went and bought tickets to the Sparks Fever game this summer, $128 a ticket.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's the get-in price?
That's $128 to get in for the same $4 we got in for.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's how big of a phenomenon she is.
Oh, that is so great. I can't believe it. I never watched women's basketball till this year.
Yeah, and she made it worth it. And by the way, the next Caitlin Clark is at USC, Juju Watkins. And it's kind of weird that they're not letting Juju turn pro, because she certainly could, but in the WNBA's collective bargaining agreement, you have to be 22 or a junior.
Yeah, the game, by the way, is at the Pyramid in Long Beach, the Indiana Fever Sparks game. And you're actually... The get-in price is now $204.
Is it up that high?
It's up that high. Just to be in the arena, $204. I'm looking at the section like you're in the middle of nowhere for $204.
That's too bad that it's at the Pyramid, because they could have sold out Crypto.
Oh, for sure. What's the capacity of... I've never been to the Pyramid.
Smaller? I had to guess, I would say maybe 11 grand, maybe.
Wow. Yeah, they could absolutely fill that up.
And they will, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if the ticket prices are that high.
Yes. All right. Scottie Scheffler won the Masters. Second time in 3 years. But he claims there was a chance he wouldn't finish the tournament.
Wait a minute, Greg, is that true?
It's what the Walter Pyramid in Long Beach?
Yeah.
Long Beach Pyramid only holds 4,000
people? 4,000
people.
4,000 people?
And that's a waste of
time. Momo says crypto is booked, and that's why.
4,000, they could absolutely sell out Crypto. Wow.
Boy, the Galen Center holds more than that. I wonder why they don't go to the Galen Center.
It's a good question.
Well, maybe they will. Yeah. Maybe as demand gets bigger, maybe they'll move it to Poly Pavilion or the Galen Center. Or I don't think the Intuit Dome would be ready, but how cool would that be?
Oh, yeah, really cool. Really cool.
Ballmer's new arena opened with Caitlin Clark and the Sparks.
We're getting tickets to see the first thing at Intuit, which is Bruno Mars in... August,
which will not be cheap.
No, will not be cheap at all. The very first event at the Intuit Dome. I'm curious to see it. All right, let's do this Scottie Scheffler story next. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, did you know it can take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? If you're hiring, that's almost 2.5 months. You don't have time for that. If you're listening today, stop waiting. Start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. As my buddy Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says, we don't leave anything to chance. Here's how quickly they can work. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Again, go to that exclusive web address to try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So there I am on the Cut app. I was on a gurney in the hospital, ready to go under anesthesia for a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And I was making bets on Cut, actually from the gurney, because I had time to kill. And I have action
never
going
been
on everything.
Prouder of you.
Yeah, and Bergman, you've been on Cut a ton, right?
Yeah, I'm on it all the time.
So actually, the question is, Mace, if the colonoscopy would have gone horribly wrong,
yes,
and it would have taken you out, would you have won the last bet you ever made on Earth?
No, I would not have. I would not have. It was Orlando plus 7 versus Philadelphia.
You went out on a bet on the
Orlando
Magic.
Magic, yeah. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable.
But I also made a bet that I would survive the colonoscopy, and I won on that. I had me on
there
the money
you go.
Line. Bergman, you've been betting well, right?
Yeah, I've been betting a lot. I actually bet on the over for last night's game. John, listen to this. It was 231.5 yesterday, and I bet the over.
The score, what was the total?
232.
Whew. Oh, nice.
It exactly.
Nice one.
So the game wasn't that exciting because they were up so big the entire time. But the end of the game, I think one of the guys from New Orleans hit a three, and I was like jumping out of my chair.
There
yeah.
you go.
I was excited.
Because you get a little action. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And that's the Cut app is fantastic. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's KUTT. Download the Cut app. Use code ESPNLA for a 10% deposit bonus. And make sure when you join our social group, the ESPNLA social group. You'll see how to join that. And we're throwing bets back and forth all the time. I'll have at least 4 baseball bets tonight. At least 4.
4 baseball
bets? I'm rolling
bets?
Big on baseball.
Jeez.
I'm killing it in baseball, by the way.
I just got this one.
I'm 6-1 in baseball so far.
6-1? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really good.
A lot of
I
Dodgers
over. Unders.
I won on Dodgers over. I won on Dodgers minus 1.5 twice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not so bad. It obviously wasn't this weekend.
No, it was not this weekend. This weekend was a rough weekend, which we can talk about right now. First of all, let's say this. Jerks and Profar. I'm saying it right?
Yeah.
Jerks
yep.
and Profar.
Yeah.
Yep. Is irrelevant. I know he did have the big hit last night, but it's ridiculous that Jerks and Profar thought that Gavin Stone was throwing at him while he had a perfect game.
Right, but I thought Will Smith made a mistake when he gave the Padres bulletin board material.
Oh, hell with it. I thought it was funny.
When Will Smith basically said, we wouldn't throw at him, he's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he comes up last night with the bases loaded.
Yeah, yeah.
And hits a base-clearing double that
yeah.
wins the game.
Yeah, I know. But I still like
so
what Will Smith
what
did.
What Will Smith should have said, which would have been an even bigger burn, is what did you think of Jerickson Profar starting that fight? If Will Smith would have gone, I don't even know who that is. That would have
but
been
is
better.
That not the same thing as saying he's irrelevant?
Yeah, but I mean, it would have been
you're
fun.
Giving him bulletin board material regardless, right?
Yeah.
I don't believe in bulletin board material. I say let it rip. Put out there whatever you want. Will Smith gave an honest answer
okay.
Saturday night, and Jerks and Profar did come up big last night, but I still.
But let me ask you guys something.
Yeah.
You guys, well, I got back last night from the game, and since it was on ESPN, I got to watch the whole Dodger
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
The Dodgers walked 14 Padres, and you look at that and you would say, okay,
it's
that's
amazing.
Why they lost.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't. The bottom of the lineup went 0-13, and the bullpen blew up again. They now rank 22nd in Major League Baseball, the bullpen. Is this just a rough patch or signs of a bigger problem?
Well, I've been saying for a while now the bottom third of the lineup is trouble. And it is. They're not very productive in the bottom third of the lineup. In fact, they're in their first 18 games of the season, the 789 batters in the Dodgers lineup ranked 29th in Major League Baseball in on-base percentage and slugging percentage, and 28th in OPS. They're getting virtually nothing from the 789 spots. Now, James Outman had a nice little run in there, but he's very streaky.
Well, James Outman is hitting the ball hard everywhere, all over the field.
But he's streaky.
Yeah, he's also hitting them right at guys. So
yes.
The results haven't come through yet, but they will
eventually.
I mean, he had a couple of home runs. That'll eventually come through. The guys that are not coming through are guys like Chris Taylor, who has one hit
Chris
on
Taylor's
the year
been awful,
all by himself. Gavin Lux has been pretty horrendous
Gavin
at the plate.
Gavin Lux needs to get some run.
I know. You're all, all on this.
He's never had a good offensive player. He's never been given a job and said, go out there and play.
But isn't that what's going on now?
No, yeah, he's spotty. His play is spotty.
Yeah.
He's out there some nights. Some nights it's Miguel Rojas. Let the kid get some consistency.
Yeah, he'll get the consistency for probably another month, maybe a month
he's
and a
not,
half.
I don't think he's getting consistency.
What do you mean? He's out there basically every night, except for he's also platooning at second base.
He's platooning at second base.
Because he's a dead spot at the bottom of the
lineup. Everybody's written off Gavin Lux. I think it's way too early to write off Gavin Lux.
He is a typical 4A guy. He destroyed AAA, and we saw how great he was in AAA. He can't hit extra
bases. The Dodgers have had great success with 4A guys like Max Muncy and Chris Taylor.
Yeah, he's not Chris Taylor or Max Muncy.
Right, we'll find out if he gets some actual run.
In the
Ireland, where do you stand on Gavin Lux?
I'm with you. I think you gotta let him play like 5-6 games in a row and see if he can find a rhythm.
Because he goes 0-for-20.
Right now,
then you yank him.
Yeah, then you got a reason. I mean, but you at least give him some run.
Well, the whole part is that he missed all of last year with the injury, right?
Right, correct.
So now he's been moved from shortstop to second base. Now he's not even the full-time second baseman. Doesn't that show you that both Dave and Andrew Friedman
would you rather see at second than Lux?
So the thing to do for right now, while you have it all there, is you put Rojas at short and you put Mookie Betts back at second
base. And just bench
But Rojas, Rojas and Lux are the same bat.
But Rojas is a much, much better defender than Gavin
right.
Lux.
Right, so you give Lux 20, 25 more at-bats to see if he can find his rhythm. If he doesn't hit, then you do your thing.
I mean, yeah, he's going to get run. I do think you should give him till June 1st.
Let me ask you guys a weird Dodger-related question. Okay. I sent you guys this today in the email. I think I was duped by Bill Shaken of the LA Times.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's the story.
He also thinks radio sucks, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I can't stand Bill Shaken. Okay. He sucks.
So I like Bill, always have. But here's what he did. And it might not have been him, it might have been somebody else. But he got me to click on a story.
Yeah, I saw this, yeah.
Because he suggested in a tweet that Decoy, Shohei Ohtani's dog, might have been in some danger.
In danger, yes.
So it says, here was the tweet. He says, what's next for Shohei and Major League Baseball after charges against Ippe? Also, was Decoy in danger? With 3 question marks.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, Decoy in danger?
How did Decoy get into this?
And like an idiot, I clicked on it.
Yeah.
But that really wasn't true. The bookie just texted Ippe. The bookie was walking in Newport Beach, and he saw Ohtani walking Decoy. He's walking his dog.
Yeah.
And the bookie texted Ippe, I'm going to walk up to Shohei and ask him how to find you if you don't start calling me back. Ippe immediately called him back, and that was the end of it. But because the headline said Decoy might be in danger, I click on it. Smart, because it got me to click, or sleazy on Shaken's part that he invoked Decoy in that headline.
As somebody who occasionally puts out social media posts and would like to see them shared all over the place.
Right.
I believe Bill Shaken did the right thing. He got you to click. He got you to click.
He did.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I wasn't the only one.
That's his purpose. That's his point. Get clicks.
Totally disagree.
Get them to sign on the line that is dotted. What do you think?
You disagree?
What do you think, Greg?
You
completely disagree. He is not somebody that works at, you know, like a Dodgers Nation. He doesn't work for a little blog site that you need the clicks. He works for the LA Times. Like, he should not be putting out clickbait.
But Mason's right. I clicked.
Did he say anything that was false?
was decoy in danger with three exclamation points?
It's just a question.
No, not exclamation points.
Danger?
Question mark.
Question mark. Still,
was decoy
three
in
question marks? Yeah. That's that is completely
I'm
off.
I'm going to start
base.
Finishing all my tweets with, is Sophie safe?
Yeah. Is my dog okay? And then people will click
complete
on it.
Right. Nonsense. You are supposed to be a reputable business. You do not put out clickbait. Absolutely not.
See, Bill Shagan lost me. He wrote a really
when
crap
Jason
piece.
Jason McIntyre was
He wrote a really crap piece about... the station. I thought he sucks.
Back in the day. Well, I have no problem.
He tricked me into talking to him, by the way. His trickery.
He did dupe me into clicking on it because I was worried about decoy.
Do you realize this? So Bill Shakin, I'm just going to, I don't care. I'm going to say anything today. So Bill Shakin calls me and says, can you talk a little bit about radio? So I talked to him a little bit about radio. Then he puts out this hatchet piece on sports radio, and I'm the only guy quoting it because I didn't know he was writing a hatchet piece. He was the only one that knew.
You didn't say anything bad
in it,
though.
I didn't say anything bad.
You didn't say anything bad, but he put you into it, so you're associated
with it. I'm part of the hatchet piece.
Right. Yeah, but I bet, back when we had guests, Bill used to come on the show all the time. He was perfectly nice. I think he's a good writer. I think he duped me by invoking decoy, and I'm just wondering if that's okay or not.
Can dead we talk to me. About, he's dead to me.
Real fast, John, I wanted to talk about your three things that you hate so much that you say that you don't get any of it.
Yeah.
So we don't get guests. We're reaching out to people. You haven't asked me
how many
me
guests
for
have we had today?
We haven't had any.
How many guests have you asked me for in the last 6 months?
I don't ask you for guests
exactly.
ever now.
Okay,
you
should. Thank
them.
You. Okay, next thing. Do we take calls? We don't. We take calls in the 2 o'clock segment, and sometimes you take one. Sometimes you take five.
Sure, yes.
Go ahead.
That
you
was
it.
Your compromise with me demanding to take more calls. You said I could take one a day.
And then you take five in that 2 o'clock segment, so that's totally fine. And you even say, they're not very good. And then the third thing was about Morales, about how you don't want him on the show. He's on 1 day a week.
That's not true.
He's on Tuesday. That's it.
No, he's been on today.
He rolls in. Well, you're talking about his intros? You want to get rid of Morales' intros?
Yes. No, I want a Morales-free zone.
Wow.
No, absolutely not.
Morales-free?
He is the voice of the station. Well, those are exactly what we do. And on Tuesday,
and Chris is coming on tomorrow. I'll say it to Chris.
Excellent. Say it to him. Don't pull the L fold, though.
But all three things, completely false.
John, so I have requested three guests today.
Yeah, how many of them come through?
So far, none, but they're big names. Matthew Stafford, Les Snead, and Tyler Glasnow from the Dodgers, who I saw on Friday night on Sportsnet LA. I thought he's fantastic.
Yeah,
so those are the three guys.
He was also in-game interview for ESPN last night.
Yes, he is a great talker. He's really interesting, engaging guy.
If he stays healthy, I said this to Greg while you were gone, Mace.
Yep.
If the playoffs started today, I think he's your game one starter.
Absolutely your game one starter. He's been absolutely.
Now, the question is, can he stay healthy? That's been his thing his whole career.
Right.
He's been unable to pitch an entire season. So hopefully with this 5-6-man rotation the Dodgers are playing around with, that'll keep him healthy.
Walker Buehler is getting close. He's making one more rehab start, I think, on Thursday. There was a little scare over the weekend.
Yeah, he got hit, right?
He got hit on a ball up the middle, and everybody was worried, but it was just precautionary. They pulled him out of the game. Now he's going to make a final rehab start in, I think, Rancho Cucamonga on Thursday. And then after that, he's potentially coming back to the team and back to the rotation for the first time in over a year.
Do we have time to do the Scheffler story, or do we need to break?
Why don't we do the Scheffler story next?
Okay.
It's a good one. It's a good one. It involves a baby and the Masters. It's coming up next. In the meantime, let me tell you a little bit about Hyundai. I love my partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. Really, really great people. I had a great experience buying my Hyundai Elantra. Absolutely love it. It's a hybrid. I'd never driven a hybrid before. It's super cool. I'm getting unbelievable gas mileage, like 50 miles per gallon. And with gas prices really high, it makes a big difference. I drove the Ioniq 6, and I tried it out. It is spectacular. It's an EV with long driving range and cutting-edge technology. It's like driving a car from the future. And don't forget about the Sonata, the Santa Fe, if you want to go SUV. This spring, you can get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. So hurry in today, because these great deals are not going to last. Add more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mason in Ireland featuring Corporate Greg. Who came up with that terrible idea?
Stupid Morales.
So now you're on John's side for Morales?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet which
side
I'm going to be on.
We'll let Chris state his own case tomorrow.
This latest confrontation. I'm not sure.
I kind of like it.
Did you see, by the way, John, I got upset about this while you were gone, but the Yankees have instituted a law against Alex Verdugo, who likes to wear chains.
They told him he can't wear his chains?
He can only wear one. They're capping the number of chains Verdugo is allowed to wear. They absolutely are. The Yankees, no facial hair, only one chain.
Did you see the big news about the Yankees today?
No.
John Sterling retiring immediately.
Oh, wow. I hope he's okay.
He's not. He says he's retiring for health reasons. I don't think he's necessarily been diagnosed with anything fatal. I think he's just been on the job for 50 years.
Yep.
And decide, but you live back there. He's a huge deal there.
He's a
right?
huge deal. For some reason,
he's
Vin
Scully.
I got into a spat with John Sterling when I was
did
working
really?
In New York. Yeah. I didn't.
Why? What'd you do?
I did not love his calls.
The
I thought it was too much.
Yankees win.
Too much. Too jokey, hacky. I never liked that. And so.
Did you say that on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I got hammered.
And you ran afoul of the Yankee faithful?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. All right, so Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, second time in 3 years. He's the greatest golfer in the world, right?
Right, world number one.
World number one. And apparently, while he was at the Masters, his wife was expecting a child.
She still is. The child has not been born yet.
So Scottie Scheffler announced before the tournament that if his wife Meredith went into labor, that he was going to immediately withdraw from the Masters and to be with her.
Now here's what that would entail. If he withdrew, depending on whether he withdrew before the cut or after, he would get minimal money, like maybe 10 grand.
Mm.
By winning the tournament, he got 3.6 million.
Yes.
Now, I was there for the birth of my son.
Right.
Wouldn't have missed it for the world, except...
If there was $3 million up for grabs,
$3.6 million. Greg, you were there for the birth of Riley, were you not?
Yes, I was. Absolutely.
If I offered you $3.6 million, but you would have to miss it, you could go see her right after. But $3.6 million, how you playing it?
I mean, you're not going to believe me, but I'm going to go see Riley.
No, you're not.
It was the most important thing that
I know.
Ever,
it's
it is
super
the most important.
Important
thing that has ever happened to me in my life.
This is a way
period.
For you to provide for her for the rest of
exactly.
her life.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
You know
missing
what,
that,
you know what
I would
Lisa
never do
would
it.
Say? My wife would say, if you're coming to the hospital, you better bring that $3.6 million with you or don't come at all.
Yeah, my ex-wife would have said, you could have stayed. You can just go away.
Yeah, just
you
go.
You can stay
yeah.
there.
Just go. Brian,
Mace,
what about
how would you? How would you play?
Oh, I'd golf. I would golf if there's 3.6. If I could golf and I was Scottie Scheffler and I could win the Masters, I would want that green jacket, and then I'll just wrap the baby in it when I'm done.
Yes. Yeah, there now, we go. does it matter or does it factor in that this was his first child?
You know, with all my experience in parenting.
But Greg and I have had it at one each.
Yeah, I'm not super qualified in this area. Yeah. I would go for the money, and I'd wrap the baby in a green jacket. That would be my plan.
I'm telling you, the moment that she was born was the most love I've ever felt for another human being or thing in general in my entire life.
But Greg, that doesn't go away. You still feel
doesn't,
that for her now.
No, yeah, sure. But I think that was the start of it. Seeing it actually happen means so much to me. I can say that I saw you born. All those things, I don't think that's worth any type of money.
Even if you're going to wind up giving her a better life because you just won $3.7 million.
She has a pretty dang good life right
now.
Yeah,
but you didn't know that then.
No, but she was always going to have a good life.
Brian, when you and Allison have a child.
$3.6 million, Brian.
I'm there for the money.
There you go. There you go.
Don't think we're going to have one, but, you know, I'll be there for the money.
By the way, what's interesting about it's very divisive. If you've had kids, you have a certain view of it, and if you didn't have kids, you have a different view of it. I never had kids, thank God, for me, actually for the kids. So the money is the money, right?
John, you would really miss Jack being born?
For $3.6 million, you gotta put that part into the sentence.
Yes, for $3.6 million, you really miss Jack being born.
Yeah.
Yep. Good luck, Lisa.
And by the way,
we're all counting on you.
By the way, Lisa would insist on it.
Right.
For that kind of money. She would say, what are you doing? This could set us up for the next 40 years. What are you doing?
Yeah, between pushes, she'd probably say, get back to the Masters.
What are you doing here? Yeah, get back out there and make that putt.
Go get that money.
You monster.
That's what she would say, Greg, if I would have shown up without the check.
Yes. All right, coming up next for you, going to do some What's Up, Fool. Bergman's got stuff. Brian's got stuff. In the meantime, let me tell you about debt. Well, you know about it. We all got it, right? You're up all night with it. Can't get away from it. Truth is, the whole system is out to screw you. They're trying to trap you in debt. And they've got insanely high interest rate credit cards and loans that are really high interest. Make it impossible to pay off your debt. But there's a new way out of the debt trap, and it is Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions is not like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt along for years. They got new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can, now get this, pay attention if you got debt. They can cut or eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They will stop the threatening phone calls, and they will not put you in bankruptcy. They'll not try to do a loan with you. They are the first solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's Z-A-P. Zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks, Morales. And just one second right before I get to my question. Okay. Siobhan Monterosa wrote, the conversation about being there for your baby is short-sighted. Women die in childbirth. They're also there for your wife. So that's part of it, too.
Yeah,
right. No, except question. That to highlight her point, women do die in childbirth, but at a very, very, very small rate. To say that is, it's less than 1%.
Yeah,
women.
I would just feel terrible if that was what something
right.
that
oh, well,
did,
sure, sure.
did happen in that.
Well, I would make Lisa sign off on it, but I know what she would say.
Of course.
She would say, go get the money.
Yeah. Like, but thank you,
Siobhan. Show me that money. Yes,
she's very good on Twitter with this. It was a very good point,
is all I'm saying.
Okay,
so the Cleveland Cavaliers last night had a chance to get the three seed instead of the three seed instead of the Bucks.
Right.
Who did they play, John? Cleveland?
I don't know. I don't know where you're going with this.
Okay, so anyways, they lost. They lost a game last night, and so now they are in the 4-5 seed.
They did what Mason wants the Lakers to
do. No, it was to Charlotte. They lost to Charlotte. So, and this is their last eight possessions. Turnover, turnover, 2-point Tristan Thompson hook shot made, miss, turnover, turnover, block, block. That's how they lost the game. They had a chance to win it. Did they actually tank that game to go into the four seed to play the Orlando Magic?
It sounds like it. Sounds like they did it. And by the way, like Mace, if that's how you wanted to do it, that's how you do it. Just turn it over, throw up a bunch of shots that get blocked, and blah, blah, blah.
There
I just don't think
can be done.
I'm glad Darvin Ham has come out, and apparently he told Ramona, we're not doing that crap.
Do you, by the way, do you actually believe that Cleveland tanked that?
I don't know. I didn't see it, but it sounds like what Greg is describing may
turnover,
they may
turnover.
Have. And Orlando is an easier opponent than Milwaukee.
Yes, absolutely.
So they're doing exactly what you're arguing the Lakers
should do. Yeah, the Lakers should do.
So they could have landed in the three seed, and they would have played Indiana. And they wanted to, and so they lost so they could play Orlando.
But what's weird about that is now they're on the same side of the bracket as the Celtics.
As Boston.
Yeah, right. Which you don't want to be.
Yeah, so I don't know who's doing their math. It just seems like a weird wish to be on the same side of the bracket as the Celtics.
What's up, fool?
I saw an article by Sharp Football Analysis here before the show that had the strength of schedules coming up for 2024.
Oh, okay.
And for a little context here, they had last year's and how it finished as well. The 15 easiest scheduled teams, 11 of them had winning records. And of the 15 hardest schedules, only 3 had winning records.
Really?
Right, so it matters.
Right. So it does matter.
Yeah.
And so this year's, it has the Falcons with the easiest.
Okay.
And the Steelers with the hardest. And I took a look at our teams here. We have the Rams with the 17th hardest schedule.
Okay, so middle of the
right
pack.
In the middle.
The Raiders with the 24th hardest schedule. And the Chargers with the second easiest, baby. So,
This gets back to my bet that I made with Trudell.
Which is?
Chargers, we're going to win 10 games this year.
No.
They're going to go 10-7.
Absolutely not.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
Harbaugh, baby.
You guys buy into the whole strength of schedule?
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it makes a big difference. There's a reason why there's parity in the NFL. You finish last and you get a schedule that can help set you up for first and vice versa. So, yeah, I think the schedule strength makes a big difference. I don't think it makes a big difference for the Chargers. I just don't think they're going to win 10 games, John.
6 games.
No, Ireland
no,
says 10.
I'm saying they're going to win 10.
6.
Oh, you think 6?
6 games.
Yeah.
You think they're going 6-11,
yes,
Greg?
Yes.
What's the over-under on the Chargers?
On this strength of schedule one, they have their own over-unders, and even at the second easiest, they had them at 8.5.
8.5.
Nope, they're getting to 10. The Harbaugh factor, they're getting to 10.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to run the ball, but they're getting to 10.
Well, that's become less important now in the NFL.
Yes, that's true.
Who runs the ball? Those guys all change places.
They also got rid of
both
of their receivers. They got rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. So they got to have to develop some people. But
right, this is what I'm talking about. They had to deal with the salary cap, and they had to get rid of some guys.
Yeah, but I like their defense. I love Justin Herbert, and I like Harbaugh. So I think they're going to win 10 games.
Yeah, I think you're out of your mind. But
I'm with John on this 10 games.
Of course you are. Okay, Brian and John are on this.
Show me your lightning
Harbaugh
bolt,
thing.
Brian. Yeah. Let's go.
Where's your bolt?
Bolt up, baby.
What's up, fool?
All right, so on this day, 112 years ago, the great Titanic sank.
Oh, let's call Michael Thompson, find out how he found out the news.
Yeah, and we could call Pepe and find out where he was on the boat when
Pepe was probably on the boat, yeah.
So I was looking at kind of a couple stories regarding that, and as we know, it was built into a James Cameron movie that ended up winning at 11 awards. And IMDb put out a list of the best historical movies. And it had Titanic, which was number one forever up until last year, knocked down by Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah. Oppenheimer's great.
So my question to you here is, where do you rank Titanic in terms of, like, historical movies that have been turned into, you know, a feature film?
As good as anything that's ever been made. I think you cannot have a conversation about historical events in movies without mentioning
Titanic. I totally agree. And I didn't know everything about the Titanic when I saw them. Like, I learned a bunch about the Titanic, and they do a great job of sort of laying out exactly what it was like to be on that ship. Jack was going around, he was painting pictures of all the girls, isn't that what happened?
He painted a naked picture of Kate Winslet.
Just one girl. I heard in the long version, the full version, he paints
Leonardo DiCaprio's real life, there are like 30.
The director's cut is 5.5 hours, and he paints a bunch of girls.
Takes it that long for the boat to sink?
Exactly. I got one chance at a last painting here. All right. You got anything else?
What's up?
Yeah,
food?
I got one more for you guys here. So as we know, Shogun is one of the new kind of shows that's out on Hulu.
Yes.
Taking the world by storm. And another one dropped by
really?
Amazon. I think it is. It's pretty talked about up there in,
is it?
In shows. And here's my question. So Amazon just dropped their brand new series Fallout, which is based on like video games.
Okay.
Pretty good. Watched the whole thing in about 2-3 days. So they dropped all 8 episodes at
once.
Oh,
it's 8 episodes?
8 episodes, yeah. Okay. All about 50 minutes. And Shogun, you know, it's been going on for about 2 months now, I'd say, weekly.
Yes.
And to me, I'm starting to lose track of it just because it is that weekly thing. Are you more on top of the...
This is very interesting
that's a good question.
Right.
That's where you went with this.
Are you going to watch something that drops all at once? You could do it on your own time. Or are you more in the weekly kind of releases?
I'm with you, Brian. I don't want to wait a week to watch something. I want the availability to be out there so I can binge watch if I want to. But here's the thing. I tried to watch Shogun, and with about, 20 minutes into it, I said, I can't watch this because I always watch TV while I'm doing something else, I'm working on the computer, doing laundry. That requires your undivided attention.
Absolutely undivided, I watched Shogun. I thought it was too smart for me. I like shows that are a little dumbed down for me.
You really have to pay attention.
Yeah, I will tell you, I like weekly. I like when it comes out every single week. So you wait for it, and then you get that episode, and then you wait for the next one. I enjoy that. Like Succession, every Sunday was, as John would say, a stop what you're doing moment, because Succession's on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock on HBO. Like that kind of thing I think is really good. By the way, the best show on TV right now, and I mean, I love this show. It's called Sugar. It stars Colin Farrell.
I saw the promo for it the other day, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's on Apple. It has a very Chinatown feel. It's very L.A. noir, but present day. He plays a character named Sugar who's fantastic. James Cromwell's great actors, Amy Ryan. It is a fantastic show, and L.A. looks great on it, and it is...
Is it set in present day?
Set in present day, but shot in that sort of film noir kind of way. So he's got the voiceovers of, I don't like to hurt people, but, that kind of thing.
Right.
But you got to check. It's on Apple. It's called Sugar. Best show on TV. All right. That was good. Good, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is Morales definitely coming in tomorrow?
Yes, 100%. It's Tuesday.
But even though John?
No, yeah, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
No. He texted me today. He's coming in tomorrow.
Oh, and you're okay with it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna sort out our differences on the air.
Boy. Yeah. Go at it tomorrow. All right. Coming up next for you, let's circle back to the Dodgers a little bit, who had a rough weekend. It was a rough weekend for the Dodgers, and there's a very clear reason why. Also, remember how weird it was when Chip Kelly took a pay cut to go to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Not exactly what it seems. We'll talk about that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're active, you got to try iSpot Active. If you lift heavy equipment or you deliver boxes, if you work in an office all day, sit in a chair, you get up, your back hurts, iSpot Active is for you. If you play tennis, soccer, pickleball, golf, basketball, or you're a runner, you have sore knees or shins, you got to try this wearable cryotherapy. iSpot Active. Make stylish, form-fitted compression wear with pockets that fit flexible, ice-cold gel packs. They call them flex pods because they're rubbery and they fit around your joints. Everybody I've turned on to this loves it and uses it daily. It's a great tool to help you keep doing what you love pain-free, even if it's your normal work routine. Go to iSpotActive.com and get yours today. It's the only way you can get this stuff is to go to that website. You'll see James Worthy, one of the owners of the company and a true believer. I use this stuff pretty much every week. Get yours before they run out. Here's the best part. Free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, you send it back, you get all your money back. iSpot Active, icebod active.com. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.